there. Welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This week we are talking about Epistory. This is our second week talking about it. If you want to hear our first week of the discussion, you can check that out. That out at the thegamechat.net. Wow. My goodness. A little info about Epistory. It was released back in March of 2016, developed and published by Fishing Cactus, with a little bit of help in the publishing side of things by Plugin Digital. Available on PC. A little summary of the game is Epistory immerses you in an atmospheric action-adventure game where you play a girl riding a giant fox who fights an insectile corruption from an origami world. As you progress and explore this world, the story literally unfolds and the mysteries and the magic power of the words are revealed. Each week, for those listening, we have intro, so you know who you're listening to, as well as a fun intro question that goes along with the game that we're discussing, usually. This week, our question is, the fox in Epistory has fire, ice, wind, and electricity as powers. If you could pick another power for the fox, what would you pick? Starting at the top.
All right, this is the top speaking, Franco.
Yeah, that's you.
I guess water, but you know, ice being kind of, but you know, going for the elements, I guess land was missing. You know, water or land, I guess.
How would a land power be?
Like a boulder, like a rock.
Okay.
Throw a rock.
Golly.
A Frank, rock.
You took.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My first and my backup.
Oh, rock, my God. I'm sorry.
A rock falling
from
the sky.
No, you're fine.
Just.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is. Sure, go ahead.
This is Madeline on the fly and trying to think of other things. Well, if we go by Captain Planet, a heart would be the one that would be missing. That's not very aggressive. So my second thought would be like insults, like you would type.
Oh,
like for the PG-13 version of this or whatever, you would type swear words or insults at the bugs, and that would destroy them.
I love it. Just cruel insults at them.
There you go.
Great, thank you. This is Steph. I would go with, I mean, there is ice, but I would go with water. Which is, I mean, of course, ice is frozen water, but I feel like it's kind of two different things. You know, I mean, as far as like water, you could have like, you know, either like a little wave come up and like, you know, knock them back a bit, or that'd be really cool.
Like a spray, like from a fox.
Yeah, or like a spray from Yeah. Now I'm just picturing the fox girl wearing a ring with water coming out of it, since you mentioned Captain Planet. Thank you. I can't. Yep, that's where it's going. Yeah.
Water gun. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, a little water gun. Absolutely. All right. So we kind of talked about controls last week. I mean, there were other new things brought up in this, but nothing really that changed any controls necessarily. So we'll hop right into the story part. Chapter 3, this week we're talking about Chapter 3 and 4, and then also, of course, giving our final thoughts and scoring on the game. So Chapter 3, you have Creation City. That was one of the places you went to. A few points in the story of this, and again, this is kind of how I did this last week. If there's anything that I'm missing, just pipe in, or, you know, during or after I'm done. But things that happened in the story in this part, you found ruins of a city devastated by the wrath of a storm. You kind of went inside of the city, and there it was multi-leveled, and you had a bunch of, like, gears and metal structures. And oh, for those who might not have played this game, like, you have a narrator that's kind of narrating these things, that's narrating the story part at least. You recognize the machines to be machines of industry, There's something that the narrator says that everything, you know, that she thought everything was so big and so cold. There was a quote from our fox girl that says, "Excuse me, I'm lost. You found, and then eventually as you journey through, you find a secret, a spark, lightning in a bottle, and it talks about skin tingling with the static of creation. Also said that she did not truly belong here, but with the courage of her dreams could make it her home. Then it had a quote from the fox girl saying, keep the lights on for me, keep the machines on for me. And then she had grounded the storm. This was after you exited the city. She had grounded the storm and tamed the lightning. A few of the, I said you had like the multi-levels. You didn't really, I mean, like, yeah, I guess you kind of went on different levels, but you could kind of see like the levels below. Some of them you couldn't really interact with. You could light the lanterns on, you know, in the environment that, as far as I could tell, didn't do anything.
No, I don't think.
Other than just lighting them. And puzzles, you had a few gate opening puzzles as well as some light puzzles in this area.
These are probably my favorite puzzles because they weren't that difficult. It was like one or two, maybe like three binary switches. So it was just like figuring out which combination it needed to be so you could get through. I just really love the design of the city. How it's like very bronzy, like bronzes and blacks, very steampunk, even though there's not a ton of steam in it. Probably one of my favorite levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the door puzzles were interesting. I like the light puzzles as well. The door puzzles, there was one door puzzle, like I enjoyed doing them, but there was one puzzle. But this is all Stephanie's misunderstanding and not the game at all. Like, I literally this one puzzle, like it had like the square of doors, like of several doors in this square space. And then beside that, it had a bridge that you had to open. But you had to open up these doors to get to that bridge because it was, of course, closed off by doors. And I beat my head against the desk for about, oh gosh, I would say 15 minutes or more, maybe 20. Probably around 15, trying to figure out like where, like, because I would get to the end and I wasn't understanding that, like, you know, you get to this one, you get to the open area and you have to go like down a, because I was like, I can't, you know, to get to this door, I can't reach the thing that I have to turn on, you know, the little electricity thing. But I didn't realize that I had to like go into that open, that area where you first kind of went into the puzzle and go down this little path to where I could to reach the electricity thing and to be able to open up, like to turn it back and you can open up the gates to get to the bridge. It was a bit. There was even a moment that I even went down that path and I was like, well, there's nothing to do down here. And I came back out. No. And so like, I only found that because I watched it. Cause I was like, I'm just going to have to watch a walkthrough. I was like, cause I cannot figure this out. And then it showed that I was like, complete facepalm of like, oh man.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, but no, I did enjoy the, those puzzles though. They were good. They were good.
Did you feel like the lightning power or the electricity power, whatever, where it will like shock an enemy that's next to it? Did you feel like that was like helpful or useful or at all? Or
again, like, I leaned heavily on the fire element just because I felt that was the most like, and also the electricity. I think like just my panicked brain never gave it a chance to like fully process. Like I would panic because sometimes like I would type it and it wouldn't shock the next thing. And that might've been because it was on the last works. I know that was a thing too. But like I would start panicking, and so then I would just start like typing everything and not waiting for it to shock anything. Yeah. But, you know, whereas with the fire, I could depend on like, okay, yes, it's going to, you know, I know it's going to burn that next word, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't really get the hang of what the electricity power was until like the final little boss fight thing in the desert level at the very end.
Yeah.
And then you're so panicked. You're like trying to make split second decisions, be like, okay, there's 8 things coming at me at once. These things are on their last word. And these things are kind of in the middle of the group that aren't on their last word. So then like picking, and then these things are the closer to me. So like of those like 4 or 5 different differentiations, which word you're going to pick first.
Yeah.
It's a lot to think about.
For sure. What about you, Frank? How did you like the shock power?
I mean, after a bit, I got used to it, but I sort of picked up where it's like, okay, wait, the fat worm like things.
Mm-hmm.
They all had 3-letter words, and they had a lot of words stacked up.
The grub things, yeah.
Yeah, the grubs. So it was like, if they started coming out with Sparky, I'm like, all right, I'm looking for the grubs because they have lots of words. And they have lots of 3-letter mm-hmm. words. And it's like, bang, 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 you know, and see what's left after that, you know?
Yeah.
But, that was the one caveat with that, was kind of like a little tricky where, if it didn't have any words left, it wouldn't shock anything else. So it's like, you're thinking it's going to take out the one next to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Yeah.
So that was a little tricky.
I can't depend on something so like so finicky.
So iffy.
I need assurance. I need assurance. Like I need definitive results. It was a little wibbly wobbly for me for sure. Even though it didn't do anything, I did like lighting the lanterns. I lit as many as I could. As many as I came across. As I was watching the walkthroughs back before this to make the notes, and I think it was because I knew, which we'll of course talk about the ending, but like the steam in this level kind of mimicked breathing for me. Mm-hmm. And kind of reminded me of like, you know, spoiler of mm-hmm. what you find out in the end. But I'm not sure that I don't think that it was saying, I don't think that this part was about that. It seemed more like seeing that the painting was like the city and like, I think her feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like almost like her like puzzle. Walking in a puddle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like her, it seemed almost like since like, I think the last one we had was what, Drowning Halls? Was our last encounter?
Frozen Mausoleum, Ice Mausoleum.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The mausoleum was after the Drowning Halls, but you know, so we know that she's graduated at least. Mm-hmm. So I kind of figured that it was just her kind of like becoming an adult and moving out into like a city.
Yeah. First job or internship, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The like crazy like ironwork that's in this level, I headcanoned her into an architecture internship, but nothing in the story actually.
I guess to me, like I just put that along with like the city, you know, mm-hmm. like
yep.
I mean, it didn't really give any clues as to. I mean, I'm. It didn't really give any clues as to where she came from or what kind of environment she came from. But it seems to me like since she had like a pet fox that it was probably woodsy, you know,
more pastoral. Rural.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, I can definitely like, you know, cause I mean, I didn't go to a huge city when I went to college, but I mean, it was a lot bigger than the city that, you know, was going from like, a hall in West Virginia to Columbus, Ohio, which isn't huge, but
it's still, you
know,
big.
I can kind of, I mean, it is fast, like, you know, fascinating. Like that was probably other than like, of course, visiting other places, which we didn't really visit like big cities growing up. Like we just visited, like our vacations were like to the beach, you know,
mm-hmm.
And like kind of smaller, large towns, that's an ox anywhere. Larger small towns, I guess. I don't know. And I know that, like, living there for, you know, for what I did, and then, you know, and even like later in my life, like living in bigger cities, like I can kind of go with that. It was kind of a fascination of like the huge buildings, like, you know, and this multi-tiered, because in Charleston, like, our highest building is like maybe 15 floors, you know, like, if that, like, so yeah. Yeah. Anything else that we didn't cover in chapter 3? Yeah. Very cool. Cool little space. Going on to, well, I mean, not chapter 3, but in this Creation City area. Cause another part in chapter 3 was the crystalline mine.
I didn't write down any quotes from this. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Madeline was kind enough after I filled out the notes to add this part in, because I completely missed over it. But yeah, there was something in the story that it was others had come before her, but she could still find her own way. And the painting that you got from this one was that you found pieces for was a girl with a painting, like, or was several, like, she had several like pictures in the room that, you know, all around the same style. So I would assume that she's done them all. And she had like a paintbrush and had like paint all over her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, kind of warmed my heart a bit. But yeah. I'm going to have to like look up like what this place looked like.
So it was like, most of it was black all over, and then there were like glowy purple crystals.
Right.
And you'd have to type the words, and then they would be like timed to where they would light up for a certain amount, and then they'd fade back.
Right. Yeah, this was actually, this was actually a really cool area. I liked this one really a lot. Neat.
One of the boss fights, you have monsters coming towards you, and monsters will still come towards you when the lights go out, but if the lights are out and you can't see them.
You can't type the words.
You have to keep, like, typing the word for the crystal to recharge the crystal so that you can see the monsters to keep them from getting you.
It was another thing in your priority list. It was like, closest? Oh, no, wait a minute. The lights are going out. You got to put the lights back on.
Turn the lights back on.
Yep. This one was really interesting. If I remember correctly, like, a lot of the story had to do with, like, I feel like her, like, finding her way, because she had just, of course, like, in this previous area in the Creation City, had moved to the city. And then, like, to me, if I remember correctly, I got the vibes of, like, finding her place in the city and finding her, because I think some of the dialogue went into, like, that she was kind of losing herself in the city, but kind of finding her, I guess, finding that spark again, finding her light, which turned out to be, I mean, I'm assuming the creativity that it shows in the painting that you collect.
Which is really neat. Goes with the whole light thing. A couple of the places in this level, there are like, there's a ton of like cracked ground areas where you go, and then there's a bunch of those areas that have like light coming up from deep dark from the underground, which is along with big ass doors, is one of my favorite aesthetics. Giant doors and then like light coming from deep underground and you can't see where it's coming from. Some of my favorite aesthetics of games.
Now I know what to put on Madeline's mood board.
Big doors and light coming from who knows where. There you go.
And you had the light puzzles in this. You had some more light puzzles in this one. I'm scrubbing through a video. It was a really cool like level. The light puzzles, you had to fall in the dark.
Little squares.
Oh my goodness. Really cool. Anything else in this area that we need to cover? Oh, yeah. So cool. Anyways, all right. I'm done watching that, but I'm just getting lost in it again. All right. So we kind of go in from here to the chapter four areas. Now, again, like I scrubbed through videos, and so I didn't quite get like the exact like titles for these areas, unfortunately. I know like the chapter four is called Winds of Change, but I didn't get like the area names.
The Shattered Isles.
Shattered Isles was that the entire thing?
Yeah. The Shattered Isles was the one with the windy bits where you get the wind power.
Did the desert have any name to it?
The Lost Desert.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, the Shattered Isles was probably, I don't know, my least favorite area.
You didn't like the Shattered Isles.
It was just so disjointed and all over the place. Like, where am I going? What am I doing? Where do I go next? I don't know.
I think I played chapter three. Like chapter three, like because I had trouble with this because like in my first playthrough, for last week, I played chapter one and two together. And I explained this at the end of last week's thing, but I'm going to explain it again really quick. I played chapter one and two together. And then I was like, okay, like, let me go and see if there's anything that like just extra stuff that I can now access. And in the process of doing that, I found chapter three and chapter four. but I didn't go into them, which kind of made it difficult started the game up again to start chapter three, made it a bit difficult because I couldn't remember where that entrance had been for chapter three. Yeah. So there's a lot of me running around trying to figure things out. And then I couldn't find chapter four area. So I was running around trying to figure things out with that. And so by the time that I got to the Shattered Isles, it got to the point where I was like, because I looked around in this one area and then I was like, okay, I've explored this area. I mean, I didn't have to go far to like open up the second part of the Shattered Isles area. But like, I was like, I can't look for it right now. Like, I'm done looking. Like, I just need to like pause this, like turn off this game for a bit and come back to it some other day. But I mean, once, of course, I started playing again. Like I found the rest of it pretty quickly. But yeah, it was an interesting area. Some story points for this: she saw the windmills rotating in the distance. It mentioned land broken, fractured by the tornado, and she wondered if she were broken too. Mentioned stories being unearthed by the tornado's passage. A quote from her was, "Who will tell my story? What is my story?" Mentioned arches of bone and columns of ivory. It mentioned confusing winds with dissenting voices. The winds then giving her direction and leaving the islands after she kind of got through the area, leaving the islands with renewed purpose, feeling whole for the first time. And some of the environmental, you had those kind of like, because you had like this, of course, the Shattered Isles. So you had like the levels below you that you couldn't really access, but you could kind of like type in things to kind of interact with them, like to break some rocks and stuff, which kind of confused me because I was like, am I supposed to like get down there? Or you also had an area where you had to run from bugs that you couldn't destroy yet because you didn't have the wind ability. When that was happening, you didn't have it. It was towards the beginning of the level.
Definitely died a couple of times.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I was good for like at least four.
I don't think that I died, but I definitely got really close and I was panicking inside. Like my anxiety level was pretty raised in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough when you're trying to run with a fox that's a little difficult to control to begin with. You know,
what are you trying to say about Foxy, Frank?
Well, it's just a keyboard mechanism. It's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How many times did I turn the wrong way?
You also had the really cool origami land masses that you could like open up with typing, which I really liked. You had more door puzzles here, as well as the turbines after you got the wind ability, of course. So what do we want to discuss here?
Well, I just want to go like up until this point, I was really getting used to using the map.
Mm-hmm.
and figuring out, you know, especially once you get the ability to reveal the chests and all that. And it's like in this area, the map is useless because the map is two dimensional. And it you see a chest, but it's actually two levels down. And it's like, well, how the hell did I get there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this level was really wild because you'd get on an island and then it'd have a little, you know, portal gate to take you somewhere else. And there would be like one thing to do on the little island and that would be it. And then you'd go somewhere else. And then it'd be like two things to do on that island and there'd be a little gate. And then you'd do something else. Very disorienting. Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, you know, going along with the theme of, you know, identity crisis or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like, trying to figure things out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then once you get the wind power, there's several puzzles where you have to hit multiple turbines at once to get them to go. I forgot this and I was watching a girl play through again to refresh my memory last week, on what happens in this level. And I sat there as soon as I saw the puzzle, I remembered how you were supposed to solve it. But then I sat there and yelled at her for probably 15 minutes before hoping that she would figure out how to solve it, which, you know, totally works when you're watching a YouTube Let's Play.
Oh, but. Sure. Yeah. It took me a bit to kind of like get the hang of the turbines and how to get them like that. I don't think it was, I think it might've been towards the end of this area, the big cluster of them that you had to like get going.
That was strictly trial and error for me.
I don't think I ever picked up on the pattern on that one particularly. I just kind of like got in different angles, tried it different ways until they started going, and then would just, you know, aim at the rest and try to get them going. Mm-hmm.
Thank God it didn't reset a door if you blew the wrong one.
Yep. Yep.
That would have been quitting time.
But Frank's like, well, That was
been fun.
Been fun.
Been fun.
Time to check out forever. Yeah. Interesting little area. Not really my favorite, but and then the painting, as Madeline mentioned, that you collected was kind of like reflections of her different ages, but like her, what we would assume is present, you know, as a young adult standing in the foreground, looking at different reflections of her throughout her life up until that point. Interesting. How did you like the wind power? How did we feel about, other than the turbines, like doing it in battle?
I was talking to Madeline about this before we just started. It was like, it was probably my least used because it would blow the bugs off the screen and then you just have to eventually wait for them to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only one, and I don't think I ever got a chance to go back and try it, but the only one that I think that there was one horde that I never beat, that I tried several times to before I got the wind power. And it just would get to points to where like they would be all on top of me, you know? And for what it was worth, like every other horde area I was able to like tackle like after a few tries at the most. But, like this one, like I think I tried this one like 10 times and I still didn't get it.
I think I know the one in the Southwest, I think.
Yes, I think that might have been it.
That was the worst one out of all of them.
And so I think that like I didn't go back with the wind power. I think that it might have helped me there. Just when like they get so almost on top of you that you're just like I can't. But also I would panic and I'm not sure I could even use it right anyways, because just like with the shock thing, like I would get all panicky if they got too close to me. And it was I definitely still leaned on the firepower.
Yeah.
Then more than anything.
I always found myself resetting. If there was a lull in the action, so to speak, I would reset the fire. You know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Put it back on fire and see what comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime that I saw like gray words, I was like, okay, fire. Yep. Gonna go after him. Anything else that we need to discuss for Shattered Isles before we get to the Lost Desert? Okay. So the last part of the game, the Lost Desert. Some of the story points for this one is a quote from her. This is where I need to be. It mentions that she had to cross the desert. And then it starts kind of going through different, like a couple of different things. I think that the game's already kind of, the story's already kind of covered. Kind of like looking back, it almost seemed like there was one, mm-hmm. It was a quote from her, but it was sounded like when she was a kid, when she was a child. He's not dangerous, Mom. He's my friend, which I assume is about the fox. Mm-hmm. And then it mentions that the desert is littered with scars of past lives. A quote from her, I am not going to fail this semester. I am not. It mentions that this isn't my home, she said to the sand, and that the sand gave her no sympathy. That it mentioned her wondering if any of it was real. A quote from her, I just can't believe she's gone, you know, which was by like one of the stone pieces that you had to activate. And then a quote a little bit later, opening day tomorrow, I still can't believe this is happening, which would, I would assume, go along with her artwork. Mm-hmm. It mentions that she wanted to give in, but she had to reach the mountains. And you could see through different viewpoints, like the mountains in the distance as you got closer and closer. And then the final boss fight, or I don't think it was the final boss. When was it? Oh yeah, it was the final boss fight. Final boss fight. And then it kind of went along into this where you kind of went down this like, sand path. And she was like, I want to go home now. And you could kind of see her that, you know, the mountains were pretty much right there. And then it kind of like transitioned to like an evolving path. That kept like creating itself in front of her with falling, and it was a really cool effect under the path was the falling pages, environments from different parts of the game, like popping up around you that you'd already encountered before. Mm-hmm. And then one cool thing I think with this one is that as you got to the end, like, and you started, it would put like these obstacles in your path, and it's just a one lane path. And so you have to go, you know, you have to type through it. But the typing wasn't just, I mean, like, I'm not going to say random words, because the words in the environments usually kind of went along with what was happening in some way, or with mm-hmm. the environment in some way. But these, like the first one was like, I am lost. The second one was, where, who am I? The third one was, what is my name? And then the last one is, my name is, before it cuts to the end. Where you see that she is in a hospital room. The environment, you have overlooks, the stupid bugs that constantly come out of nowhere. let's see. And yeah. And then the puzzles were wind turbines. It kind of had a mixture of several different puzzles that you had kind of already done before. What anything we want to discuss about this area?
I really loved the overlooks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In this area, I wish that we had those in every single level.
I agree.
They're so just really pretty to just like, one, you just kind of like look out over the desert towards the mountains.
Awesome
to have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, I completely agree. That's what I was thinking when I was watching the things before this, was that, you know, I guess I get it because the mountains are there, but then like, mm-hmm. it's just nice to kind of, it would have been nice to have at least one of them to kind of be like, oh, this is the area that I'm like walking through, because mm-hmm. you can't really like zoom out. It's just interesting. Yeah, no, I agree.
And they don't do anything for gameplay. They just kind of help make it more epic or help with your aesthetic.
Sure. Well, and also I think it also works on the whole like of just her, you know, this is kind of the story of her kind of navigating through her life and just how kind of like wide open and kind of overwhelming it can, you know, it can be like when you look at it like that, you're just like, well, okay.
Yeah, it's I wish they maybe did a little bit more to clue you in to use it because I think I missed the first two.
Walked
right by them and like, and then I just sort of maybe just accidentally walked up a third one. I'm like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do with that little area.
Yeah, I think I did that with the second one. I accidentally walked up it and I was like, oh, okay. And then I went back to the first one and did that one as well.
Yeah.
But yeah. Something kind of clued me in.
And the final boss was like, it was not, I mean, the one in the Southwest was the toughest. This one was just long. You know?
Yeah, like, no, I agree. Like it was a very long battle. It did throw in every power that you had collected. Mm-hmm. Although it was usually, I mean, I think there were a couple of spots where it kind of threw them in randomly, but there was a good 25% of the time, like it put them in, like you had fire for a bit, then you had ice for a bit, then you had wind for a bit, which definitely helped. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't mix them up too much. It was just like one after the other.
Yeah. And then it kept zooming out and I was like, How far are we going to zoom out? How big is this battle going to be?
And I died once because I just did the classic screw up where I like went to type a word and I mistyped like the first like an S and it went to it thought I was spelling out spark because there was nothing on the screen that began with S.
Oh yeah.
And I'm typing the first letter of this huge word and it's not lighting up and I'm like, why what's going on? And I'm like, it's like on the S of spark, and I by the time I got to the spark and reset it, the thing was on top of me, and I'm like,
you know,
oh, no.
Funny thing is that, like, because last week I was like, I didn't have problems with that, like with the whole typing thing that you were talking about. This week, this time I did. Like, it was something with like halfway, maybe towards the end of chapter 3, but definitely in this battle, it was happening to me, to where like I would just be like, I would type something, and then I would go to type something else, and I'd be like, wait, why? And I would look and be like, oh, I didn't finish that word. And so I would have to like go back.
Right. So, like, you know, reset it to ice or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Type it, finish it off and then put what you really wanted in.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you know, wasn't that last one wasn't that bad.
Yeah. And the stupid bugs. Like
what, the one letter bugs?
Yeah, well, the bugs that would just kind of... No, I don't think the one letter... Like, I'm not talking about in the final battle. I'm talking about just walking through this desert area.
Oh, yeah.
And you would have just, like... Because, like, I think it was the color of the desert. Mm-hmm. And then the color of the bugs kind of, like, blended in with me. And so, like...
Couldn't really tell.
There were a couple of times where, like, the bug was literally, like, right there beside me. And I'm like, like...
Where'd you come from?
Oh, no. And eventually it just became a nuisance. I was just like, God, I just want to just walk somewhere and not have a bug attack me. Thanks.
A little bit more contrast would have been helpful.
Yeah.
Something to kind of like help them stand out a bit more. Cause I had the same problem with like, if they were in other fights too, like the bugs, they were just so, I think, thin, like they're you know, everything was so thin with them that they just kind of like blended in with the background. Yeah. And they did not show up enough. And maybe that's the point. Maybe they just want to just screw us over. I mean, that's perfectly fine. What did you think about so unpacking the reveal that she's in a hospital? Now, I mean, this game is giving us a story. It seemed, now, we did get maybe a little bit clarification on, like, I mean, not really the exact person that died, but, like, that it was a she, because that was what her quote said. So like, you know, this game is, you know, telling you a story that you're kind of trying to piece together. And it's not like a, you know, so far up until this point, like it didn't seem like a epic story. I mean, you know, I guess
right.
It wasn't like a grand adventure. It was, well, I mean, I guess life is a grand adventure, but you know, if you're not like, you know, it's not something that you're like, it's not like a fantasy, you know, a novel. It's like, you know, just your
life.
Learning about this young lady growing up, dealing with regular life stuff and getting through it and, you know, and conquering and, you know, finding her passion and going to college, and which is, it's very interesting and I loved it. But then it kind of got to this and I'm not sure.
Flat. It's like, okay, but.
So I'm curious. Cause here's where my complicated brain goes. Okay. Like let's take a dive into Stephanie's complicated thoughts, you know, as a person who really enjoyed the show Lost.
Oh no.
So, I mean, this has nothing to do with Lost. I'm just saying this is how like convoluted my thoughts can get. And like, I wonder like to me, when I hit that, I was like, cause like, you know, it shows her in the hospital room. It shows all of the, like it shows paintings, like the paintings that you've kind of collected mm-hmm. so far hanging around her. She's on a breathing, you know, like she has breathing tubes. It also shows paper craft around her. Mm-hmm. Like she makes paper craft. It has a fox and trees. So to me, and like, and this whole thing is about like, you know, it's been, everything looks like it's made out of paper. It's been about pages, like the different pieces of the, like, you know, the land, it looks like stacks of pages. Some of the land pieces look like it's written paper, like the paper that has writing on it. So to me, like, I get to this part and I'm like, oh, this has all been a story. Like a story mm-hmm. that she's written. Like this hasn't been, and that's why when I get to like when I was watching the videos back and it was showing like the creation city, and it has like the steam that to me sounds, knowing the ending, sounds a lot like breathing machine, like a breathing machine,
a ventilator.
Mm-hmm. And so like, I'm like looking at this. I'm like, okay. Like to me, this is what I got out of it, is that this is a story that she's written about her life that didn't really happen. And this entire time she's been like a hospital child.
I don't know. That's the thing. It's just sort of like drops you there.
Or maybe not in the hospital her entire life, but like, I mean, maybe the whole, like, maybe her childhood was correct, but I don't know. Unless, like, something happened and she's writing about it now that she's in the hospital and creating all these things about her life before she got into the hospital.
That's more along the lines of where I fall. Like, I think that a lot of the whatever the metaphor is for in these levels, the backstory did happen. But she is fancifully telling herself the stories, which are like the actual levels that we play through.
Sure.
To kind of like keep herself going, to keep her occupied while she's at the mercy of,
you know, whatever
healthcare yeah. professionals and the machines and her disease and whatever else is going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of wish. Here's what happened. You know, you see these quotes, you read the quotes, and you hear the quotes as you're playing through these levels. But as you're progressing, as you move from one area to the other, like the previous areas, quotes sort of like just fade away, you know. And it's like it going through it now in on the screen, you know, seeing what in the notes and then realizing where we're going, it's just very much more impactful. So it's like, I wish there was a way that they could have, like, at the end of every one of these areas, sort of like scroll on the right side of the maybe the picture you reveal or something like that, all those quotes going by. So it sort of like refreshes those
reinforce things.
Reinforce
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, like the only reason that I have all this stuff written down is that I've watched the walkthroughs before I make the notes, you know, like, or I scrub through them. So like, yeah, I mean, and as I said, like now this chapter three and four, I think for some reason I remembered kind of well, except for that one area I didn't remember until tonight, but chapters one and two, because I remember I mentioned last week that like I kind of lost a lot of like what was happening and mm-hmm. like a lot of the quotes and stuff because I was too busy like playing the game. I think that'd be super helpful if like you could kind of go back and read this stuff because it is throwing a lot at you. And then sometimes during times where you're trying to type and trying to like fight away these bugs, you know, these creatures. So
yeah, you're walking and you're trying to figure out where to go. And you're hearing a little bit of the narration, but you're sort of also like paying attention to the screen. So it's sort of like
right.
subliminal. It's in the background.
Yeah. 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 I agree. All right. Anything else that we need to talk about this chapter four?
I mean, it's just sort of the ending just sort of was like.
Didn't do it for you.
Yeah. I wanted more. I wanted like, okay, I went through all this. Can you
Now is Nano their next game, Madeline, is that about her as well, or
as far as I can tell it is a completely separate story.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. I agree there. Like it was I didn't mind the reveal of her, of course, being in the hospital, but like maybe like a bit more of like what what that information would be, but like it did kind of seem like, oh, okay, hopefully she's okay, like hopefully she's fine.
Yep,
like hopefully she lives, like that's I guess that's what I'm getting to, is that like is she dying, is she okay, like I kind of want to know. I mean, I guess like that's cool that we feel about her and we want to know that she's fine, but like also like I want to know.
Can you just tell us?
Give me a hint, give me a clue, like
yeah, maybe. It's like you generated all this interest and then you just sort of just like
yeah.
That's flat. Where it ends.
If she's writing a book, maybe show the book. You know, like, oh, this is what she's completed. Otherwise it's like, is she just imagining this? Is she writing it down? Hopefully. Is she just making paper crafts?
Instead of just that blinking and half smile thing, maybe just reach off to her right, pull up a sketch pad and have her start sketching. Yeah,
that would have been fine too. Sure.
Or pulled up another fox thing.
Yeah. Or start another, what do you call it? Origami.
Yeah. Little origami fox. Yeah. And where's the fox? What happened to the fox? Like that's another thing is I'm like, okay, well,
big question here.
Is the fox okay? Like, did the fox attack her?
Is the fox just something she met in her youth?
And that's just what she's stuck with through the spirit journey here?
Yeah, she just sort of like, that's the one thing she remembered that, you know, kept her going. I don't know. We don't know.
Did you come across any like interesting words, like, you know,
Mort?
Oh, you came across Mort?
Mort. I don't know. Is it reading my, did nobody else come across Mort?
M-O-R-T? Mort.
Yeah.
Like the.
Is it reading my hard drive? Is it pulling?
Oh, it's Latin. It's Latin.
Yeah.
Oh, For those listening, Frank has a D&D character that I play in on Friday nights and his name is Mortimer, which everyone calls him Mort. So that's background, but I probably did come across it, but half of the words that I was just like, I was on, you know, like I was, mm-hmm. I turned on the typing brain and just started just typing what I saw. You know, like there's not a lot of processing going on.
Nope.
You're almost, it's almost like you're a sonographer. You're doing all, you're just going, yes, doing all these motions. And correct. It's like, I have no idea what I just typed.
You're just, yeah, you're absolutely yeah, just typing what you see. It's kind of like with, well, I mean, no, this is, it's not really kind of like this, but it reminds me of like, you know, like sketching something. Like, you know, you're not seeing like an arm or like, you know, a torso or like a bowl and an apple. You're seeing like shapes and lines. And so that's right, what you're sketching. Yeah. You break it down. And so with the typing, I'm just like letters, like ABAT, you know, like,
right, yeah.
Like, I'm going to look at it. One I kept typing was Yama. Ah, Yama. That makes sense. Yama is the Hindu god of death.
Oh,
makes sense. Yeah, I knew it sounded familiar. I
saw that at least 5 or 6 times, Yama.
Yeah. 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 The big ones, of course, always like, I remember and, like,
yeah, you're like, yeah, is this really a word?
But it comes out of nowhere too. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, I remember it, like, of course, like towards the end, I expected it, but I still like in that like chapter 1 or chapter 2, there was like a horde or a boss battle or something that was like, you know, because you had easy words up until that time, like, you know, 4-letter, 5-letter. And all of a sudden, it's like this, like, 8-letter word. I nearly fell out of my chair. I was like, oh, no. Curriculum.
And then you get those 15-letter words that pop up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Actually, that Google. Let's see. Oh, incredibly long. Steam. I typed in interesting words in Epistory.
There you go.
You got this. Keep us posted.
Yeah, I just.
Did you have any favorite types of puzzles throughout the game? What was your favorite puzzles to do? I think mine were the light puzzles, like the light. Let me rephrase. The light puzzles that had like you would get one, you would get to the next, and you'd go to the next. Mm-hmm. And then it was kind of timed. They were difficult sometimes, like especially in the ice levels, but mm-hmm, they were very satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like, yeah,
the little follow the square kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ones I was like a love-hate relationship with was the multiple doors.
Yeah.
You'd open a set, then you have to, it was like, okay, I can do this, but it's like my brain's fighting it because it's like you lose track of what doors open to what doors closed, and it's like, mm-hmm, oh shit.
Yeah. What was your favorite puzzle, Madeline?
I really liked all the gates that Franco, mm-hmm, didn't like. I really liked.
I sort of liked them. You know, it's like, oh, this is challenging. You know, it's sort of like, because it's a visual thing as well. You're trying to see, you know the path you got to go, but it's like, mm-hmm, you got to get the switch in the right combination.
Mm-hmm. And I really liked the puzzles where it was like dark and you had to just like follow the little mm-hmm, square thing and hope that you made it where,
yes,
you and weren't going to wander off into an obstacle somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Interesting. And let's see here. What would you like to see in the next typing game from Fishing Cactus? Anything you'd like to, like, you know, nanotell? Anything you'd like them to improve on or anything that you'd like to see more of?
So I can tell you a little bit about it before you have any, you know, special requests, because I'm sure they will. Sure. So Nanotel is more of your traditional adventure game. You mm-hmm, are some kind of scientist and you have just reached whatever the age of puberty is with your people, and you are out studying flora and fauna around your village, and you get a chance to study some elf-like people that live around this giant magical tree.
Oh.
And so that's the story wise. So far as I can tell so far, and playing about an hour, there aren't any like special powers that you get yet, but you do have to like go and see, like, so you'd be studying certain plants. So you have to visit the plants and type the words for the plants, all the different places you find them, like 4 or 5 times before you actually get the little lore bit about the plant and what it does. Yeah. And then certain plants do different things. Like some plants set fire to dry grass, and then some plants, like our cactuses, and store water and then like release water whenever you do. So they've used those to do different types of puzzles. And then there's only like one kind of enemy, but they have life bars. And so what they're doing to like level gate the enemies is some of them have just like 4-letter words. And so it's really easy to get through their life bar, but that some of them have like 7 or 8-letter words. And by the time you type the next word, their life is completely replenished. So you can't at this level, at the first level or whatever that you are, you can't defeat them. So you have to like run past them or sneak by them. So
I don't know what, especially with the movement mechanic in this game, it's like, oh boy. I was just like, I liked that in the, you know, those battles that you were anchored and you didn't have to worry about, you know, trying to run.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is different in the next one. For a boss battle, instead of being like in one place and having everything come to you, that still happens. But then it'll be like, okay, you have to live for 60 seconds. And so periodically I had to get up and move to a different spot because like I was going to die. I don't have time to type 6 words before the things get to me. I have to move to a different spot on the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Wow. Because
I
have to try it out.
If I had to do that in that game, I could easily say that I have like a 30-70 chance of going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did you play in the arena at all?
I took a look, but I didn't because I just finished it today, so then I didn't get a chance to get a chance to fire it up.
I did not. Madeline, did you play the arena at all?
I played a little bit. It's basically just like different skins of the same thing, kind of themed for different places you could go in the main game, Forest Factory Island and Labyrinth. But it's basically like a go until you die kind of thing. And you can see global leaderboards for how far people have gotten if you really want to feel demoralized.
Oh boy.
But so if you're really trying to improve your typing reaction time, I suppose that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, when those words are thrown at you, you know, when instead of replying to an email in your own time, if you have to reply with words being thrown at you, that will definitely help. Would definitely help.
There you go.
It's like, here, you only have these 80 words to work with. I didn't step in. I enjoyed the hordes and stuff for the most part, but after a bit, it was enough. Like by the end of the final the final like horde, I was okay. This is good. This is good for now.
I'm ready to just have wander around and look at plants. Time.
Yes, yeah.
and not have to be typing for my life.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, any other? I guess not. Final thoughts. Any other thoughts before we move into final thoughts and scoring? One epistory. All right. Well, let's just move right in. Madeline, I'm giving you the honor, the privilege of going first, because I know that, I mean, Minnie would want it. Minnie would want the opportunity, but we will definitely give it to you tonight.
I think this was my nomination, so it's only fair. I would give this a strong 8. I really liked the origami aesthetic of the game. I really liked the way that the music and the sound effects, you know, Stephanie has talked about, like the paper noises.
Yes.
How they added to the world. I liked that this was edutainment, but felt like I was still playing a game and not like I was doing homework. That was really nice. If there were more levels to the game beyond what they had designed, I would want to keep playing. I think the movement was a little bit awkward to get used to, and the typing and moving on the keyboard was a little bit awkward as well, but it was not super terrible if you were used to using keyboard for movement already.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I'd say for the type of game it is, I'd probably go with an 8 as well. For a typing game, it was definitely interesting. It was definitely different than any other typing game that I have played before. I mean, of course, like you're not going to like it's not like a typing instructor, but like, you know, I mean, I could see this kind of helping at least like your, I guess, reaction and your swiftness in typing words. I kind of went into this kind of thinking that it was going to be more not really like, I would love to see it be more like sentences, more mm-hmm. sentence oriented. I mean, I could see that working, but also I guess this worked as well. I mean, this was kind of what, you know, they were kind of, I feel like that they achieved what they were going for, I guess. But I was kind of thinking that as you progress, like towards the end, you would start having to type sentences. I'm not sure if I'm upset that didn't happen or okay with it or relieved, but that was just my expectation. But otherwise, like they definitely managed through a typing game where you're typing words to tell an interesting story that was a bit surprising, you know, as far as how they were able to do that, I guess, and do it as well as they did. Because it's definitely interesting. It definitely kept me interested in the game rather than just having just a typing game. And I applaud them for not choosing like a fantastical story, I guess is a good descriptor, but going with something that's very natural. You know, with, again, as I was talking about before, about just kind of this girl kind of going through life. You know, I mean, of course, like you find out in the end, you know, that she's in the hospital, but most of the game is her just growing up and graduating, you know, losing someone, going to college. Navigating young adult life, which is also, I think is a credit to them for being able to tell that story in a typing game, where it probably would have been easier, almost kind of like easier on them and to be like, or easier for them to think that, oh, if we make this like fantastical story, this like outrageous story, that would make it more interesting. But instead they went with something that might be kind of a niche thing for gamers. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are some gamers out there that might play this and be like, this is stupid, but it really hit a chord with me. As Madeline mentioned, as I mentioned last week, I love the sound effects. That really gets me going. Like I love the page sounds, and there were just small little things that they added to like the scenery and stuff. Like I'm thinking of the last part where she was walking on the ever evolving walkway, and the pages were falling under the walkway. Like for some reason, that really was like, wow, that's really cool. So little things like that kind of are what helped with that higher score for me. That's all I got. Frank?
Yes. That's it. You know, it wasn't bad. It was an interesting game. I liked the idea of it, the concept of the mechanics and stuff. You know, a little clunky, like everybody has said, a little clunky moving around. But I understand that's pretty much how you had to pretty much do it if you want to keep people's fingers over the keys.
Yes.
So it was you know, I understood it. And it was, yeah. And, you know, after a while, it got a little repetitive. And with the moving things, if you're going to have that, you know, kind of mechanic with the moving around, then you should make the areas not so, some of the areas are a little restrained for that because, you know, you don't have the fineness of moving around. So it's like, can you be a little bit more forgiving where I'm not running into walls constantly? Like,
right. Yeah.
You know, so make it a little bit bigger areas. So it's not as clunky and stuff like that. But, you know, it told an interesting story, but it's sort of like it didn't put a bow on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just sort of like left it there. So I agree with everybody. About an 8. Okay. That's about where it falls in.
All right. Cool, cool, cool. Thank you. I'm going to get those tallied up and put onto our socials, Discord, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. Next week, we had on our schedule that we were talking about Ace Attorney. But unfortunately, like the last game, none of us finished. It's a great game. I think just we bit off more than we can chew here, fellas. So, you know, and they're long games. We are filling that space with A Bird Story, which was released back in November 2014 by Freebird Games, developed and published by Freebird Games. On the PC, Mac, OS, and Linux. A little summary of the game is an experimental short from this creator of To the Moon and Finding Paradise, a simple and surreal one-hour interactive animation about a boy and an injured bird told without dialogues. So, you know, might be a shorter chat next week, but yeah, it'll be nice. I'm excited. I haven't played this one, so never dug into this short, even though I really liked the other two games. But and we have our next month chat is actually the week after that on December the 1st, A Plague Tale: Innocence, which I folks have beat. I beat it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Super good.
I started. It's interesting. I'm enjoying it.
Really liked it. Let me just geek out for a second here. I'm a huge like architecture person. Setting in this game is just like chef's kiss. Like, you know, if I wasn't like sneaking around and running for my life, if you're not sneaking around running for your life the entire game, like I just wanted to just kind of like be in the spaces, like just abide there. So pretty. If you're in our Discord, if not, join our Discord. It's getting that time of year where I need to start putting some polls together for 2021 game chat schedule. Yeah, let's just do over the last 8 years. It's fine. I mean, I'd be okay with that. So if you go into our Discord under game suggestions in the game suggestions channel, drop in your suggestions. You have until like, I'm putting like a, wait, did I say a week? I think I said, I think I put it this Friday. Was my original saying.
You have only a few days.
So please. So like, I'll give you this weekend, and then I'll probably start like over.
November 18th through 20th.
Yeah. So
Day is the 20th.
By this weekend, you know, I'll give you until the 22nd on Sunday. Put in your stuff, and then I'll start putting it together into polls. So that way we can start getting a head start on like what we're going to play in 2021. Super exciting. Just to note, though, the games have to be 15 hours or less, okay? Like, let's... I originally said 12, but I know some people have broken that rule. not to point any fingers.
Oh, no, 24-hour games.
24-hour?
That would be twice as
much. Oh, no. So try to keep it, because we're not doing any month chats next year. We're just doing weekly chats. Yeah, so we can play games that kind of stretch across weeks, but I also don't want to be playing like just four games next year. But yeah. Madeline has something to say.
If they're all excellent games.
If they're all excellent, sure. But
sure.
Yes.
No, for sure.
They're all excellent, sure. But I've also been roped into, like, you know, Walking Dead games that 4 weeks down the road, I'm like, what have I done?
Hey, where is this? We don't have a telltale to rope us into any more mistakes anymore.
This is true. So, this is true. Oh, man.
It is a new day, friends.
Oh, man. Pour one out. Anyway.
Pour one out.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you want more game chat, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for our past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat, and also search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game. We might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net or email us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're chatting about a bird story. So until next Tuesday, thanks for listening. I'll chat you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.